In studio with me now is Chris Zeekhand, and we're going to be playing an interview that he did at the Burner Barbecue back in July. This one is with who, Zeke?
This is a guy who did not give me explicit permission so as to give his name, and so, yeah, I have notes someplace. I think I can vaguely look it up if necessary, mm-hmm. but unless somebody, I don't know, sticks a gun in my face or something like that, I'm not coughing it up. No way, no how.
Sounds like he doesn't want it to be coughed up.
Without explicit permission, I'm not going to be forcing anybody to do anything they don't want me to do.
All right.
But then the one thing I did want to mention before mm-hmm. you hit it is that there is the Burner's August meeting that's happening tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's happening at the St. Elizabeth, which is on St. Elizabeth, if I remember correctly, just above St. Catherine, mm-hmm. which is a couple of streets east of Saint Laurent. And I think it starts, what time did you should know what time they start?
It's usually a post-supper time thing.
Post-supper time thing?
Like 7.
Okay. And yeah, and there it's the sort of thing where if you were at all intrigued by the interviews that we've been doing, because it's, although Ed's given me lots of props about it, he's the one who organized them. He's the one who knows them. He's the one who put the gun, or not the figurative, the not the literal gun, the figurative gun in my back and said, go do it. And hence we have these things coming up until Burning Man starts, which is what, in a couple of weeks?
At the end of August.
Yes.
I have a friend who's frantically getting ready. She was asking me about blinkies, but we got to get to this. Otherwise, we're going to blend into democracy now.
Hit the button.
On July 14th, the local Burning Man community, called Brûleurs, Burners in French, met up here in Montreal as they do every month. Ed and myself were lucky enough to be graciously and warmly accepted by the Brûleurs. Over the course of the evening, we spoke to a bunch of them. Some of them preferred to stay nameless, some of them didn't. This is our interview with one of the nameless. Each week, from now until Burning Man, we will be playing one of the interviews with the local burners. If you'd like more information about the local Burning Man community, search Facebook for Brûleurs de Montréal Burners or type montrealburners.tribe.net into your browser.
I went in 2006 and last year. The first year I camped with a large-scale sound art camp called the Myria from Vancouver, BC. And the second year I camped with the Blues Dome from Seattle, Washington. Those years was Hope and Fear in 2006 and the American Dream in 2008. The last few years, from 2006 to 2008, they've had sort of political themes, like they had Hope and Fear, then the Green Man, and then American Dream. Progressively more explicitly political, but now they're going to evolution, which seems to be backing off of that, and it's more of a I kind of prefer that, just because there's a lot more it seems to be a ground which more people can feel comfortable and secure just kind of exploring. That sort of seemed to happen in 2005, from what I understand. I wasn't there, but from the themes were like the psyche, and 2004 the theme was the body. 2002 or 3, I forget which one, was Floating World. Apparently a lot of great art came out of that, because it's just something that people couldn't really run with. With American Dream, people felt, well, either I'm going to be explicitly political, explicitly ironic about it, or I'm not sure what to do. And so, in fact, there was not very much art on the playa. There was a few interesting things, like there was like a picture of some Wild West figures. And it was really, they felt really real, they felt really there, but it was kind of like something you would see in a museum anyway. Why would you want to go to the playa to see it? So, I think they're just getting away from those three intense political years, and it's kind of, maybe it's tied into political developments, which is a little bit of a mainstream thing in and of itself, and that's not, and I don't know if that's really what Burning Man ought to be about if I was the person in charge, but it's really the theme is only the theme. There's more than half the art's not about the theme. Certainly all the costumes, all the kind of individual participation is not related to the theme. People in camp and the interaction in camp that I've experienced, the theme gets mentioned maybe once every 6 hours in just the usual conversational development that happens. It's not that important. And depending on it, it doesn't have to be that important. It's what you, it is to a large extent what you make of it. And so but this year it's like there's a lot of things that can be done. A lot of people are really into the art, are really into the big art installations, the really big projects. I'm actually kind of about, I'm trying to make a decision when I'm going to go this year. The plan wasn't to go, but I might just take a slightly imprudent financial hit and do it after all. Because it looks like a good year, and the festival's getting quite big. And I'm not sure how, I'm personally not sure how much legs it has left is something relevant. There's a lot of really cool things are happening in the regional events. There's a couple of Vancouver regionals that I've been involved with. One's called Recompression that happens every year. One's called Burn in the Forest, which was happening every year. Then there was a two-year hiatus, and now it's back. And these are like 3 to 4 day events. They basically start Thursday, go through it's like an early day arrival, and then Friday, Saturday are the big kind of heavily involved days. They happen all over North America and even in Hawaii, and they tend to be 2 to 3 days. Sometimes some of them are growing to be a week long. There's one in Seattle community puts on called Critical Massive, which I believe is actually happening fairly soon, like in the next week or so it begins. And these are events which kind of, they rent a plot of land. You bring in your tent and your gear, and you cook and you live there for a week, kind of like Burning Man, and you leave no trace and leave it as you found it. So it's the same principle, except not in such an unforgiving climate generally. The East Coast has Playa del Fuego. Quite a few people here have gone to that. There's one in Toronto, the Toronto community is putting on, called Moose Man. It's happening in the beginning of August. These can be anything from, they tend to be about 200 to 500 people. It's a vibe where you can actually get to. Some of the events have a burn of an effigy, some of them don't. Critical Massive didn't for many years, and they instituted one last year. In fact, they had a nice little twist on it. They had the man burned, and then there was an iron sort of skeleton with a heart in it that remained after the burn, which is kind of an interesting development on the idea. Recompression has an effigy burn. I'm speaking from the ones I know. Burn in the Forest does not. The Recompression one is a lot like the original burn in San Francisco, in that there's like very few people there. It's actually on the water. And it has this tribal flavor with man burns, and then some people strip off their clothes and start dancing. Some people just start dancing and whatever you like, really. But everybody knows each other or has seen each other, and it's a much more intimate feel. And it's not the kind of the madness of the burn in that Burning Man, which is like, you know, 30,000 people standing around watching this, and lots of music playing from lots of different art cars and people getting drunk and going nuts. It's not quite like that. I have one memory where I, in 2006, it was Wednesday, and apparently there was a huge dust storm going on, but I didn't even know. And I guess I don't know if this is really dramatic to somebody listening to it, but basically I was in this camp called Earth Tribe, which was, and I wasn't really, at the time I was somewhat socially conscious, but I was not really full on into it. I was at a different sort of level, I guess I could say. And I just met people from around the world, young people from Kosovo and from everywhere, and was just talking to them like I'd known them all my life. And we were talking to each other like we'd known each other all our lives. And there was no sort of barriers. There was no sort of, you know, the conversation when you meet someone for the first time, it has to say there's certain sort of ways it goes. And then if you've known somebody for a year, there's certain sort of ways it goes. And this one was, it didn't matter if you were going to meet them again or not. Nothing was attached to it. But it was really just talking about what was going on there, relating it to what was going on in the world. And it felt really utopian. And that's really where I felt the kind of an essence of Burning Man that others have described the most out of my 2 years. And it was really just sitting around talking. It was a feeling of, a feeling of immediacy, but not a forced immediacy. There's a lot of partying that goes on there, and some of it feels like, okay, we just really got to be immediate, and we got to be immediate now, which is, you know. Sometimes you feel like, do I really want to be doing this? Do I really want to get this drunk or whatever? But this wasn't about that. This was about something that actually, it had a core of meaning that was, I think, inescapable for everybody. Well, not meaning not so for everybody, certainly for me and the people I was talking to at the time. It was like, it kind of spoke to me as to why I would do this, why I would do other things afterwards. So it meant something then and there, but it also had implications that I was welcoming. Immediacy is one of the 10 principles. In the description of the 10 principles, it's said to perhaps be the most important one. And there's two sort of sides to that. One of the is kind of the aspect, the idea of being here now, the past is unimportant, the future is unimportant, that kind of thing. And I mean, that's in a lot of literature, literature, spiritual teachers and whatever anyways. But there's also the aspect of unmediated experience, which is, mediation can come from, the idea of being a mediation can come from any sort of distance between any participants in communication, whether it's through what's normally understood to be media, the radio, television, or whether it's simply through barriers that may exist between people anyway for whatever reasons, by definition, there's always a break. You can't mind meld with people. In reality, there's a DJ playing. There is, and there's a lot of there is a schedule, and there's things that go on, and you can't always. It used to make sense to not have a watch at Burning Man. I'm not sure it really does anymore. There's too much going on, and the thing is that you can have the immediate experience of being trapped in dust storms for the whole week, and then you come back and going, okay, that was immediate, and I felt it then, but I missed a lot of really cool stuff, and you know, you can take it too far in that sense. So I kind of see its limitations, but at the same time, certainly when Yahoo, it might be a regional term, because I've heard the term sometimes get used as Muggle, which is from Harry Potter, obviously. But it's kind of like it's a little mean, but it's people who don't have the magic. But that's a term. There's different words for it. Frat boys, even if they're not necessarily frat boys. Weekend warriors. That's one other one. And they're people who come in and they're there for the party, they're there for the rave, or they're there to look at the boobies, that kind of thing.
If you'd like more information about the local Burning Man community, search Facebook for Brûleurs de Montréal Burners, or type montrealburners.tribe.net into your browser.
Before we join Democracy Now, I want to say that the regular Montreal Brûleurs monthly meeting is happening tonight at 1412 St. Elizabeth. That's close to Barrie UQAM Metro, and that is at 7 o'clock tonight. So now we are going to join Amy Goodman with Democracy Now already in progress, and we'll catch you on the other side of that.